Now, anyone, boys or girls, have a song that they like to sing at the back of this sheet? Yes, Damien. Number 41, sure, number 41, just the one after.
Upon the throne of God in heaven will many children sing, children whose sins are all forgiven will have the anthem spring, singing glory.
Around the throne of God in heaven will many children sing, children whose sins are all forgiven, are all forgiven. So in order for us to be in the presence of God in heaven, we have to have our sins washed away, because God is light. God cannot have presence of sin in heaven. And here he talked about many children sing, and I pray and trust that each children here and each person here will be there in what we just sang about, in the throne of heaven, where we have all our sins washed away by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus, so that we can be fit in God's presence. Anyone else has a song that they like to sing, the last hymn of Yes, Benj?
Number 5.
Number 5, okay.
Oh, happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Savior and my God. Well, may this glowing heart rejoice and tell its raptures all abroad. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed and pray and live rejoicing.
suggest that if there's anyone here that still haven't had their sins washed away, they will accept the gift of salvation through the Lord Jesus shedding precious blood, so that they can be a happy day both for you and for angels in heaven to have your sins washed away. Let's just ask God for His help. Our God and our Father, we thank you that this is still a day of grace, a day to tell forth of your love to us, a day that where each one of us still free to accept the greatest gift of all gifts, the gift of your Son, the Lord Jesus, the gift to have our sins washed away. We just pray for help as we open your word today. We ask in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So, since we are in St. John, this is a harbor city, so I guess we at the hotel, if you look across, you see the big harbor, and some of you probably saw some container ship or cruise ship in the last couple of days. A question. In the Word of God, the Bible, who can tell me? Because there's lots of story about boats, and in the Bible too, a few stories. But which story is the biggest boat in the Bible? Yes.
Noah's Ark.
That's right, Noah's Ark. And now, another story. Which Bible story has the smallest boat in the Bible? Is it true that boat only contained a baby? Yes.
Moses.
Because in the Bible, that's the smallest boat because his parents make an ark for him as well. But it's the smallest boat. But today, I'm going to turn to in Genesis, the biggest bowl in the Bible. If we turn to Genesis chapter 6, we find out why God asked Noah to build the ark. We will turn to Genesis chapter 6 in verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Verse 7. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have erected, and from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping things, and the fowl of the air, for it repents. After sin entered into the world at the fall of Adam and Eve, and then years later, the earth had many people. But God looked down and saw people were doing bad things. But not only that, even in their hearts, in their thinking, it's all evil continually. They sin against God. But maybe the first question I should ask, what is sin? Because you and me probably should ask, what is sin? Because one simple definition of sin really is what we do and what we say and what we think that break God's rules and makes Him sad. And I think even a little one, and a baby, sometimes show self-will and do things that want their own way. We, each one of us is left to our own. We don't want to do things God's way. And when we read in Noah's time, what God saw was not good at all. The whole earth was corrupted. Just like today. Today, and each one of us all fell short of God's standard. But God is, as I mentioned, God is light. God cannot have sin in His presence. And that's why in the verses we read, God was going to destroy the earth that was there. But then we read on to the next verse. In verse 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. God is light, God is love. Even though God was planning to destroy the earth, yet God found Noah and showed grace to him, showed love to him, and provided a way of escape. And God gave Noah very specific instruction what he needed to do to build an ark, and what he needed to do to bring the animals to him. And also, but when Noah was building the ark, many people saw him working on for many years, and they laughed at him because there's no rain, there's no... why you need an ark? But Noah warned them that God was going to judge the earth. But, and then we read on, after in verse 22, thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so did he. So Noah listened and obeyed to God, and he didn't try to use his own idea to get delivered from the judgment that's coming on the earth at that time. Noah listened and obeyed God and get deliverance from God. And then, if we read verse 11 in chapter 7, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heavens were opened. And then we will... verse 23, and every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and the creeping things, and the fowl of the heaven. And they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. So the whole earth was destroyed by the flood, and there were only those with Noah in the ark, the animal and his family, get delivered from the judgment of God upon the earth at that time. And the ark that made of wood remind us the Lord Jesus died on the cross. And God warned us about a judgment to come on this earth, a judgment for our sins. And so we will turn to another verse in Romans chapter 6. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The wages of sin is death. Death, not only a physical death, but death, also spiritual death. A death that will be taking the punishment of our sins in a lost eternity if we didn't accept the deliverance that God provides through His Son, the Lord Jesus. So anyone here like candies?
I love them.
You love them. Keep your hands up. You like candies. Now anyone here like to see dentist appointment? You don't like those machines that drill your teeth? No, it's not good, right? So you like candy?
Depends if you're
shy. But you don't like dentists. You know, in a sense, it's, you know, none of us like dentist appointment, right? Let's read one verse. In Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 9. Verse 27. It is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. So in this verse, it talks about each one of us, if the Lord leaves us here, has an appointment. None of us are like dentist's appointment, but none of us probably like the appointment that mentioned in the Word of God here, appointment of death. But it's appointed until man wants to die. But then, after the judgment, the judgment of our sins if we haven't accepted the Lord Jesus' gift of salvation, of what He accomplished on the cross. He took the punishment of our sins on the cross, as we read in the following verse. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. But not here, interesting, it read, the sins of many, not the sins of all. Because if you say no to the Lord Jesus, you say, I don't need to have my sins washed away. I'm good enough. I can get deliverance my own way. Then you are not one of the many that the Lord Jesus pay the punishment of the sins for. Then you have to bear the punishment of sins yourself. Just like I mentioned, most of us like candy, but none of us like to go to dentist appointment. And in a sense, those candy, it's almost like a picture of sin. Each one of us may like different types of candy. There's different sin that attract us. But none of us like the appointment that mentioned in the Word of God here, the appointment of death and judgment. And there's only one way that we can escape that judgment is through the gift of God's Son, the Lord Jesus, and what He did on the cross. So the question is, have you accepted Him as your Lord and Savior? To have your sins washed away so that you don't need to face the judgment that's mentioned here of God for our sins. And sometimes we like to say no to God, or we think we will have another chance, but we don't, each one of us don't know what tomorrow will bring forth. Here's another question for you. Anyone here who can swim?
I'm not very good.
Now, anyone here who can swim the length of this gym, just a little bit over 50 meters. So, well, there's quite a few good swimmers here. Now, any one of you who can swim 200 meters, the four times of this gym, that's good. There's still some good swimmers. Now, any one of you can swim 200 meters in a strong rip current. Actually, you know, even the best swimmer cannot. Because the best swimmer even cannot swim against a strong rip current. Because they can try. But what will happen is, the current is so strong, they can try, but they get exhausted, and that's when people, lots of drowning happen when people try to fight against the current to swim the same direction as where the current came. Now, a few days ago, I was in Basin Head Provincial Park in PEI. And it was interesting because there's a very nice beach, but the beach is divided into half. And there's a ocean come in and fill a large inland pond during the high tide. But the rest of the time, there's a very strong rip current that go out to the beach. And there's a little bridge that go over, connecting the two parts of the beach. And you go over this strong river or rip current going out, and you can see them. And lots of people jump off that bridge or the wall to go down. And as you jump down, you get carried away towards the ocean. But you have three ladders along the way, about 25 meters apart, so that you can get hold of the ladder to get out, otherwise you will carry out to sea. And what happened is, so most people, you jump in, they for fun, you just try to swim as fast as you can back onto the ladder and then get yourself up. Otherwise, none of us would like to go all the way out to the sea. But it's a picture of the opportunity of God's gift of salvation. When God is offered to us today, we think, oh, I don't need to climb up the first ladder, there's still two more. And then as you get, oh, maybe I still have one more ladder, I can just let it flow, enjoy my time as I flowing down the river quickly. And then you come to the last ladder. It may be, today may be the last opportunity for you to accept the Lord Jesus, to have your sins washed away. Will you take that ladder to climb up, or will you just let that stream of recurrent carry you out to sea? Once you're out to sea to about 200 meters, and then there's a very specific instruction in the lifeguard posters. If you get caught in a rip current, what you should do to get out of it safely. And swimming against it is not the way. The only way to get out of rip current safely is really you go out way out into the sea, so 200-300 meters out from the beach, and then you swim parallel with the beach for 50-100 meters. Once you get out of the rip current area, then you can slowly swim back. But that's the only way, you know, they posted an instruction if you get carried away in the rip current, what you should do. But some people maybe think, oh, I'm a good, strong swimmer. I don't need to follow that instruction. You know, that wastes too much time. I need to go out 300-400 meters and then go swim. That's too long a turn. I want to swim quicker to back, but that's how people have accidents that drown, because they trust their own strength instead of the instruction that will deliver them from when they get caught in a rip current. And today, from God's word, there's only one way for us to have peace with God. There's only one way for us to have our sins washed away. And we just pray that you will accept God's way, accept God's gift for salvation before it's forever too late, before you get carried away in the current and then end up in the judgment, the appointment of judgment for your sins that we read about. We will just sing one more in the very last page. Let's sing number 43.
One door can only find the gap inside are two. Inside and outside, on which side are you? One door and only one, and yet inside are two. I'm on the inside, on which side are you?
this is a question, on which side are you? This is a question only you can answer. Just like a gift given to you, you are the one that need to accept it. Your parents, your brother, sister cannot accept it for you. You have to accept it from God and say yes to Lord Jesus. Let's just pray. Our God and our Father, we thank you for this day and grace that the gift of salvation is still being offered, that we can have our sins washed away so we can have peace with you. We just pray for each one here that will be on the inside of this door. We just pray for your blessing. We ask in Lord Jesus' name we pray. Amen.